With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The plagiarist moves in good company, as we learn from a book called Stolen Words by Thomas Mellon. Virgil, Homer, Chaucer all made use of the words of others.
They were borrowers in a time when borrowing was not only acceptable, but was the normal method of literary production.
Mellon says imitation was considered acceptable through the Renaissance, but things changed by the 17th century.
It was at that time that the notion of ownership, the notion of originality as something important, as a positive literary value, took hold.
Thomas Mellon says that Lawrence Stern borrowed freely when he wrote one of the world's great novels, Tristram Shandy.
The paradox of Tristram Shandy is that it's one of the most original novels in the language by anybody's estimation, and yet, for all its inventiveness, there are chunks of Tristram Shandy that are verbatim plagiarisms from earlier works.
In a notorious 19th century case, Charles Reade, author of The Cloister and the Hearth, published a short story in Harper's Magazine that he stole from an obscure French writer.
The odd thing about Charles Reade is he had no need to steal it. He was a man who in his day was ranked by literary critics in Britain as second only to Dickens.
And ironically, Charles Reade was a staunch advocate of an international copyright law. Mellon says most plagiarists have little need to steal.
Very often they are people of talent and people who are capable of producing good work on their own, but something makes them want to go after other people's work.
Thomas Mellon, author of a thoughtful book about literary plagiarism, Stolen Words, published by Tickner and Fields. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Plagiarism. The term is a little murky, but it does mean stealing someone else's words.
What it really involves in literary matters is word for word, verbatim chunks of somebody else's material.
That's Thomas Mellon, author of Stolen Words. You might recall that Senator Joseph Biden was knocked out of the presidential campaign when it was discovered that he had ripped off a speech made by a British political figure. But Mellon says that Biden really didn't need to steal.
Biden, among the pack of Democratic candidates, was almost universally regarded as the best orator. And it wasn't a reputation he got on the basis of stealing other people's speeches.
Take the case of Jacob Epstein. In his novel Wild Oats, there's a scene in which a college professor discovered that two students in his class have plagiarized a paper on Dickens.
The subject of plagiarism forms part of the plot. You would think that somebody who is lifting passages in his novel would avoid that subject as a plot motif.
For it was discovered that Jacob Epstein had lifted large sections of his novel from the work of Martin Amis.
The plagiarists who are written about in this book, whether it's Lawrence Stern or Coleridge or Charles Reade or Jacob Epstein, these are all people of considerable ability.
Thomas Mellon says that literary plagiarism is sometimes compared to kleptomania.
Plagiarists very often plead inadvertence. Sloppy note-taking is one of the standard pleas that they make.
Stolen Words, a delightful study of plagiarism by Thomas Mellon, published by Tickner and Fields. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. A lot of famous literary names have come under the cloud of plagiarism. John Hersey, the late John Gardner, Gail Sheehy, D.M. Thomas, and Alex Haley. In his book, Stolen Words, Thomas Mellon notes that the literary plagiarist often steals the work of others out of some sort of compulsion or greed. But that's not necessarily the case with a college student who is under the gun and might turn to a business that offers term papers for sale.
They have catalogs, and you can look up the subject you need a paper on and order that paper.
There are thousands of titles.
Toward the edge of the page of the catalog, it has a series of digits telling you how many pages the paper has, how many footnotes are in it, how many sources are cited.
Thomas Mellon says efforts to legislate these term paper mills out of existence have largely failed.
They can claim that they are only offering papers that the student should use as, you know, background research to help him in the production of his own paper.
But can some moronic football player actually con a professor with a store-bought term paper?
A student will write a very weak, shabby paper of his own and then pump it up with paragraphs and particular bits that were derived from another source.
Thomas Mellon's lively book, Stolen Words, was published by Tickner and Fields. And how do we know that Mellon didn't plagiarize his book?
I think you're just going to have to check the footnotes.
Well, you got them.
There are many.
Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.